At 6:06, it is partly clear, 77 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 98 this afternoon with a heat advisory posted for the area. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The economy in the nine-state Mid-America region is still growing, but at a much slower pace this morning. Oklahoma is one of the nine states. Dr. Ernie Goss at Omaha's Creighton University is concerned.
These numbers that we're looking at in our surveys are just nothing like what we saw before the recession. This is a weak recovery, and it's getting weaker.
In Oklahoma, he says the leading economic indicator from supply managers tumbled to 52.3. That is down from June's 59.6. Oklahoma Treasurer Ken Miller, meanwhile, is to give a report on the monthly revenue and the health of the state's economy. Miller will hold a 2 o'clock news conference this afternoon at the state capitol to discuss revenue collections for the last month and for the year. Miller says the state has reached a milestone in revenue totals, which he will reveal at the news conference. Well, after taking the weekend off, city crews get back at it this morning, picking up debris from last month's windstorm. Mayor Bartlett says stack the tree debris near the curb, and they will pick it up.
Make sure that there's not an automobile or a truck in the way, and please keep it away from mailboxes, but especially natural gas meters.
The crews are using a grappling device to pick up the debris, and they don't want to snag a gas meter. We have a map on our website showing where the crews have been and where they are headed. You'll find that at publicradiotulsa.org. It is right below the banner. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon is the new president of the National Governors Association. She formally adopted the role yesterday at the organization's summer meeting in Milwaukee. The governor says her priorities will be improving education and job training. The number of dollars spent on casino gambling is up in Oklahoma. It increased 6.6% last year in Tulsa. That number is expected to go higher as new additions are added to the River Spirit Casino. There are 39 casinos in Oklahoma. Sheila Morigo with the Oklahoma Indian Gaming Association told the OETA that the casinos often employ more people than live in the towns where they are located.
Windstar in Thackerville. I think there's actually more people who work at Windstar than actually live in Thackerville. So,
while Tulsa and Oklahoma City, in that order, are the biggest markets, the casinos along the borders also do a booming job of attracting dollars from other states. It's harvest time for inmates at the Payne County Jail. The sheriff's department there has about 2 acres where hundreds of pounds of onions, squash, green beans, potatoes, and other vegetables are grown. The Stillwater News Press reports that 4 inmates work the garden and that the surplus will go to charitable groups, such as the Payne County Youth Shelter. The Love's Country Stores along interstates in Oklahoma and Texas are moving into the compressed natural gas era. A company CEO Tom Love says CNG is cheaper for customers and for businesses. Why businesses? Well, it's because it doesn't have to be shipped in a tanker.
For compressed natural gas, you can't deliver it to the station in a truck like this. It's got to come in via natural gas pipeline.
He says it is easier for his business to build CNG fueling stations for big trucks than it is for automobiles. Our weather forecast, a heat advisory for the Tulsa area today. A chance of rain this morning, then sunny, hot, and very humid with a high of 98. National Weather Service radar shows showers in the eastern tier of counties moving into northwest Arkansas. Now, at 610, it is partly clear in 77. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.